You mentioned you're going to Washington for a farm bill signing on Thursday. A lot of people relieved that we were able to get that farm bill passed and sent to the president.
At the end of business today here at our annual meeting in Nebraska, I'll be boarding a plane then headed to D.C. for a farm bill signing tomorrow morning, late morning. Then at the White House and looking forward to representing national corn, getting a farm bill here right up to the end with a deadline before we roll into the new year is something that we're extremely pleased about, just to have a little certainty headed into the holidays here. That it's one less thing that we as corn producers have to worry about going forward.
Now, as I recall, you worked quite a bit on the development of the ARC and PLC program, right, in 2014 Farm Bill. And so there's been some adjustments made to that program. First of all, are you happy with the way those programs have worked the last 4 years? And how do you feel about the changes that are being made?
Yeah, the ARC County was a modification from the ACRE program that we had prior to that. Both of those programs were initiated by the National Corn Growers Association and saw them as extremely valuable as a safety net in Title I, the commodity title, for farm producers. And by and large, corn producers across the country chose ARC County, and I think that on reflection, they would say it was a very good choice. There was some nuances involved in that decision-making that people didn't see coming, and one of them was that in the calculation, as it took in a rolling three-year average. We look back in history and never before had we not seen an opportunity in the market in a five-year period of time in order to make an adjustment. And as things happen, by the time that you plan on something like that, then you're going to get thrown a curve. And in this situation, we've had 6 years of above trend line production in a row. That's never happened and is adding to our supply in an unprecedented manner, where we aren't getting an correction in the supply, which would be reflected in the market. So that was a situation where, you know, it was unforeseen. Going forward, though, with the new farm bill, there was a number of provisions that National Corn Growers Association worked on then to modify ARC County to be more responsive in a couple different areas. But one of the big things is going forward with the change of conditions in production and the decision-making then might not be the same for producers as it was in the last sign-up for the program. And so the new program has a provision for a one-time evaluation and change then after the first 2 years, which we think is going to be an important opportunity for producers, you know, to make an assessment and a decision closer to the time where it might have an impact.
We've read that more producers may go to the PLC program in their sign-up this time.
That's kind of what is anticipated because it's a nature difference between the two. The price loss coverage is strictly a price support component where ARC County was a revenue product, and revenue takes in the consideration of production as well as price. And in a situation where production is trending up at a fairly rapid pace, then there's an offset mathematically to the impact of the price drop. And so it seems like if the weather cooperates a little bit, corn growers across the country don't have a problem in producing a big crop that just continues to get bigger year over year. And so that's a major consideration in making that choice between the two programs.
Okay. So overall, you're pleased with the Farm Bill and the way it turned out?
If you're dealing with the reality of the situation and the fact that budget deficits for this country continues to rise into rare air year over year, and you know, talking about $21 billion in gaining in deficits, there just is not the money available to work with farm programs like we had in the past. And so your expectations have to be tempered a little bit because the Treasury is just not available. And in this go around, I think that our grower members saw that and understood it, because for the first time ever, they switched the priorities then over to a sound foundation for crop insurance away from the commodity title, because they just knew that we weren't going to see the financial support in Title I that we'd seen in the past. And just put a little bit of a note on that, we were extremely pleased that we were able to defend crop insurance in this farm bill. And so it's sound and going to provide us a good opportunity in that area then as a safety net going forward.